The Maria Sanchez Show, a conversation, not a confrontation. On MariaSanchezShow.com.
Hi, this is Maria Sanchez, and welcome to the Maria Sanchez Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We do appreciate the honor. And as you know, we try to focus as much as possible on good news, inspirational stories, people who had an idea and actually executed it. And today's guest is no exception. In fact, today we're speaking on May 15th. We have the founder of the new online Own Your Zone Career Discovery Academy, which launched today. Her name is Helene Naftali. She is not only a financial advisor and a senior vice president of investments for a financial firm that's a major one, but she's a psychotherapist, a motivational speaker, a mother herself of a college student and a high school student, and author of Own Your Zone, What Students Need to Succeed from School to Career. And Helene has created something that's going to help students before they get to college, hopefully, and acquire some of that student loan debt that it seems most of them are, figure out just who they are so that they go to school with purpose and focus. So Helene, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate your time as the mother of four, two who have graduated from college, two who are in college. I think I could have used this a few years ago.
Thank you so much, Maria. I'm very excited to be here and to share whatever I can.
And tell us, what made you think that this tool was going to be essential for children, I guess we could call them, because ideally, obviously, somebody should be accessing this when they're in high school, but I would assume even if they're in college, before they shift majors or change colleges, that this would help them make a better decision.
Yes, that is actually a really important question as to how I came to decide to start the academy. It goes back a little way to my own life experience, having graduated college as a pre-law major and realizing only after I graduated college that I really did not belong going to law school, nor did I have any real interest in going to law school. At that point, I really was baffled and wondering, how could that have happened, that I possibly had just spent 4 years of my college career studying all kinds of classes related to going to law school, and then I wanted to start from scratch, and I felt like I might have wasted a lot of time and a lot of money. And as I continued to look deeper, I found that 7 out of 10 people approximately weren't even happy in their careers or not engaged in their careers. And all these pieces started to really concern me. And when I started noticing over the recent years the incredible amount of pressure that young students are feeling and experiencing from early on to get into the right college, it was so much overemphasis on getting into the right school. And, you know, as we know from being parents, I also, the mother of two college-age students, one a junior in college now and one a sophomore in high school, you know, I see the pressure. I see the excessive homework. I see their list of community services or internships or, you know, the things they're thinking about at a very, very early age. And it really concerned me that, you know, what can I do? How can I help? So, because I believe so strongly that all of us, if we are very passionate about what we do, and if we can align our passions with our skills, our natural abilities, what may be moving us in the world, and intersect those things in what I call your zone, or your one true zone, you know, I've come to believe that that is a game changer for young people to be able to go into college, as you said earlier, with purpose and focus and really make the most out of college and actually make it count and make it valued. So when they leave college, they can really get on track to get that job that's aligned with who they are and the field that they're most excited about.
Well, what's interesting too, which we mentioned in the introduction, is that student loan debt seems to be increasing, and the amount of time spent at school because they're waffling or they can't get the classes because they're impacted, meaning that it's taking more than 4 years to get their graduate or graduation, that then there's more money on the line because of that as well. So can you speak about student loan debt and then about how this might help mitigate some of that?
Yeah, absolutely. So what research shows is that the average student debt these days is about $30,000. Then on top of that, by the way, I've seen as high as 100 to 150,000. That's 7 in 10 students that have debt when they come out of school. And that loan debt has quadrupled just in the past 10 years.
Really?
Yes. I'm not from 2003 to 2013. It's really overwhelming students. And then to add to that, the fear that most students have now, am I going to be able to get a job? And am I going to be able to get a job aligned with what I studied, is so scary to many that not only are they frightened to get out there into the job world, but like you said, they're taking 5 to 6 years to graduate. 60%, the research shows, are taking 5 to 6 years to graduate just from undergraduate college. So imagine the excess debt that they are incurring just staying the extra year or two.
Now, how is it that you made this career, this Career Discovery Academy, into something that is, I guess it's 10 to 15 hours in general that the course takes?
That's right.
And what are the building blocks of it? How does it go from A to Z?
Okay, sure. So what I have learned and what we have learned is it's really, really important at as early stage as possible for every student to what I call own their zone, which means to do the deep self-exploration that they never seem to feel they have the time or the opportunity to do. In this high-pressured society, as you know, everybody's racing from one thing to the next. You know, conversations are quick and they're fast and they're just moving and they're piling up so many different types of stresses. So what I have encouraged students to do, where I think it's most helpful and most significant in creating the change and reducing the debt that we're talking about, is to have the students really get to know who they are, what is their, I'll tell you about this in a minute, but their gift, which is not typically like that they are a terrific violinist or artist, but what is their gift or their unique lens on how they process the world? What are the skills that they have that are natural? What are their passions, talents, and possibly some callings or things that concern them that they'd like to see change in the world? And find that intersection, you know, what I call that one true zone, and own it so they can experience for themselves who they are and how they've grown from an early age as possible that they can remember all the way to the current date. We have them do a series of activities and exercises that really have them take a look at themselves and reach out to others who know them to help them learn even more about themselves. And they begin to put these pieces together and they actually see patterns of how they operate in the world from childhood to their 20s. And it's uncovering that pattern and tying those pieces together that helps them to isolate what their gift is what they bring to the world in a unique way. And it's often experienced as like an aha moment for each student. Mm-hmm. In fact, it's so overwhelming to me, Maria, that I rarely have had an experience with a student where I too haven't been brought to tears. The moment is just so powerful because the kids are learning something so valuable about who they are. And that's what's so different than doing these self-assessments that have been out there. They're all valuable, but when you take an assessment for 20 minutes or 40 minutes and it gives you a list of things about yourself, it's very interesting. And a lot of times you say, wow, that is me. But it's a very different thing when a student does the work to really look over a period of time, make the commitment to themselves to really look at themselves, and they see and uncover this pattern or these different things about who they are, that they actually own it, which is how I came up with the name Own Your Zone. They actually own it. They feel a sense, develop a sense of confidence and clarity about who they are. And so when they go into college, they have a different sense of what they're trying to get out of college, that there's a purpose, there's an intention there, instead of a floundering experience, which happens to so many.
So are you suggesting then that Own Your Zone is something not necessarily what they might do professionally, but what their strengths are, and then upon which those strengths might be best applied?
Yes, exactly. It's the first step. In other words, it's not a first step. It's a 10-session process. But yes, once they learn what their zone is, the next step is to begin to see where their zone would match best with what potential career paths. And then we encourage them to go out there, and we give them a lot of tools down in the next part of our program to be able to go out and begin the process of exploring literally what I call 3D experiences, so they could begin to get a sense of really what's out there and what feels right to them, what excites them.
So using you as an example, you say that you obviously you were a pre-law major because you thought you were going to be an attorney.
Correct.
And so then you found out that that wasn't the case after you have that major. So you're helping people put themselves on a path that's more appropriate to what they really want to do, but they might not be aware of it consciously.
Absolutely right. And for me, it happened at a much later age. I certainly wish it happened earlier. You and I might have been talking 20 years ago when you started your show. But it happened a lot later for me. Because I had two unique different careers, I was asked to come speak at a career day at a university, actually in New York City, to about 1,000 students. And I realized in that conversation, at the end of me speaking, there were so many kids lined up to hear what I had to say, to speak to me directly. I realized, wow, you know, I feel different. I feel so aligned with what I'm doing. And then I got a call asking me to be the keynote speaker the following year. And that's when I realized that I was truly in my zone, helping students to figure out what their zone was. And that is really the origin of this whole process.
Because even though I know that a lot of people say that a degree now is just your calling card to get in the door, it's not necessarily what you're going to do with the rest of your life. But I guess if you study what you might do or what you should do or what you're predestined to do, then you'll be that much more congruent with what you do.
Well, the way I see it is it's really hard to help a young person to know the exact career that they might end up in. As we know, many of us, as we grow, we shift a little to the left or a little to the right. What my understanding and goal is for these students is to get them on the right path. And the analogy I could use is if there are two different trains going in two different directions, call it the A train and the F train. If you get on the F train and it takes you to an area that's completely unfamiliar or uninteresting to you, and you have to come all the way back to get on the A train to go in a completely different direction, you've lost a lot of time, you've lost a lot of money, potentially maybe you're already settled in a family, there's so many things that could get in the way, mm-hmm. And for many people they feel stuck and they can't make that change. So our goal is to help to get each student on that right train, on that track, and they'll develop more experiences, but they'll be aligned already with what they're supposed to be doing, what they meant to do, what they would love to do, and where they will excel. And so then it's just a matter of filling in more and more experiences so they don't have to start from scratch.
So Helene, I know you're a psychotherapist, so you obviously understand the human condition, but how did you take the humankind with as diverse as it is and break it down into 10 sessions?
It's a very good question. And it was not easy. I promise you that.
I would imagine.
Yes. Well, what happens is in each individual session, the student is doing as much work as they can possibly do or as much as they feel comfortable doing. And a lot of it is on their own, even though there's three sessions where a coach, sometimes even myself, will speak with them to make sure they're on the right track and ask them individual questions that can help move them along in the direction that they want to be moving in. Mm-hmm. But each question is not just like, each activity is not so simple. So for example, I mentioned earlier that it's really valuable for each student to learn what their one unique gift is, the way they process the world, their unique lens. So a bunch of the sessions are really geared to them really thinking out of the box about what they've been doing in their lives. They write about it. They talk to people who know them really well. There's a whole range of different things that they do to gather more and more deeper information about themselves until they feel that they have gotten enough of what they needed to get to begin to isolate what is their actual gift. So it may take one student a lot longer than another student, which is why the self-paced part of the program.
And then what does the completion of the program look like? What's the verbiage? What's the message? Can you give an example?
Well, I can tell you that at the end of the 10 sessions, which is the program that specifically helps you isolate your one true zone, it's an expression of exactly what you are comfortable doing, what you would love to do, what you're most passionate to do, and where your gift is. So, for example, for myself, my one true zone is uncovering blind spots in young people to help them excel in life. And when those words all came together for me, and it was a process till they did, you know, it just felt right. It became so clear. Now, can I do that in different ways? Yes. Can I go ahead and just do public speaking about it possibly, or one-on-one coaching or group coaching or writing the book like we spoke about? Of course. But my mission is to do that because that is my one true zone. So at the end of the 10 sessions, a student has gained so much clarity about themselves that they will be able to put into words something similar to what I spoke about with you. It's the later sessions, the later programs, if they choose or select to go on and do a couple of the other programs that we have, they could begin to then get experience out there with coaching if they'd like to help them to take a look more closely at the individual exploration of different careers and different job shadowing experiences, different internship experiences, even virtual job shadowing where they could go online and begin to see just through the, a PC or a laptop, what the day in the life looks like of different careers, and begin to see if those particular careers match the things that they learned about themselves.
It sounds compelling and fascinating. So I wish you nothing but success. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, if you won't mind, I would love to just tell people how to find us if they're interested in getting the help.
Of course.
Okay, terrific. So the name of our website is onetruezone.com. So one is spelled out, so it's O-N-E, onetruezone.com. Our book, which is also for parents as well as students, is What Students Need to Succeed from School to Career, Own Your Zone, is actually the name of the book. And our program, our online course, is the Own Your Zone Career Discovery Academy. And it's all right there on our website.
Perfect. And of course, we'll link to yours and you're going to backlink to ours.
Absolutely.
So they'll be in the loop in that way. Well, Helene, here we go. Thank you for helping to make this world a better place, which is what I always say to our listeners at the end of our podcasts. And here you have an idea. You executed it. You launched today. Wish you nothing but success in this endeavor. Thank you so much for joining us on the program, Helene Naftali.
Thank you so much, Maria. It was a great pleasure. And to you, the same success. And thank you for making the world a better place.
Oh, you're sweet. Thank you so much. So we don't need to say it. We'll just say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Maria's talking. So call Maria. Her show is killer. You won't believe it, darling. There's long-time listeners and first-time callers. They love Maria. That's why they keep saying.